WWIN and WWIN HD Baltimore. Online at MyBaltimoreSpirit.com. Baltimore's praise, worship, and inspiration station. Spirit 1400.
The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed are those of the program sponsor and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Spirit 1400 and its management.
Good morning and welcome to Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of the St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. My name is Reggie Lawrence and I'm pastor of St. Mark's, and I'm glad to welcome you this morning to our Tuesday morning edition of Vantage Point. In Vantage Point, we are trying to find places in the scripture from which we can see God more clearly, follow him more nearly, and love him more dearly. And we had a program of going through the book of Philippians this week, and today I'd like us to go to Philippians chapter 3 and look at a wonderful passage of scripture. I'm calling today's lesson Turn the Page. I'm going to begin at Philippians chapter 3 and let's start at verse 8. I'll be reading from the New King James Version, and you follow along at home. Verse 8 says, "Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." Paul says he wants to advance in his righteousness, not his own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ, which is by faith in Christ. And it is in the interest of that advancement that he has suffered the loss of all things. And he doesn't count that something to be grasped at, something to be moaned, but it is actually evidence of his advance, the loss of all things. And he goes on in verse 10 to say, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead." The experience of walking with Christ, of living as a Christian, of living with Christ within, may involve some suffering. It may mean that we identify with the sufferings of Christ, but we know that it is some summary gain because of his resurrection and the power of his resurrection, the moving into the newness of life. I love this part beginning at verse 12, which says, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." We ask our Heavenly Father that he would bless this study, bless it in your hearing, and bless it in our living out to the glory of his name. Amen. Paul says, "We have not yet apprehended." Paul is a modest man. He was one of the great intellects of the ancient world, but yet he says, "I don't pretend to understand fully all that is involved in the Christian life. I don't count myself to have apprehended. I don't count myself to have mastered all the intricacies of theology and doctrine that are involved here. But this one thing I do. And then here is a mystery, as it seems to me. He said, this one thing I do. And then he named two things. He says, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the prize of the high calling. The first thing he does is he forgets those things that are behind. And the second thing is he presses forward. I studied and puzzled over this. Why would he say this one thing I do when in fact the scripture lists two things? And then I came to the realization that the second act, the pressing towards the prize of the high calling, in fact creates the first act. When we press towards a goal, when we have a goal in mind, an objective in mind, something that we want to accomplish, something for which we lend our concentration, we focus our energies, we automatically forget those things which are behind. Brothers and sisters, you may have something that you need to put behind you. There may have been some difficulty in your life. There may have been some tragic circumstance, some pain, relationship which burdens you and may yet be an obstacle to your progress in life today. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you will focus on the things that you need to focus on today and tomorrow and begin to make plans and begin to build on the things that are good and the things that are righteous and the things that are just, if you will focus ahead, you will begin to forget those things which are behind. That is the secret of pressing on. That is the secret of focus, the secret of an intense focus on the direction in which you want to go. Jesus put it this way. He said, any man who laying his hands on the plow looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Get into your mind a picture of a man who is plowing a field, and ahead of him are acres of unplowed ground, and he is struggling behind that plow to break up the ground. And as he goes forward, the plow from time to time begins to strike rocks and stumps get in the way, etc., and he struggles to get them out of the way. Well, as he moves forward, at a certain point, he's got a great deal of territory behind him, but his job remains ahead of him. It's forward. And to stop and to look back and to bemoan the difficulties that he may have traversed already, or to stop and pridefully gloat over the successes that he's had in the past, makes him unworthy to keep going. Our task is to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep striving, to keep trying to advance our cause. Paul says, I'm not there yet. I don't understand everything yet. I'm not the master of all situations yet, but I am struggling to move forward. I'm striving to advance in this Christian walk. That is the secret of pressing forward. Because he strives and struggles to move forward, forgets those things which are behind. In his case, these are the things which he has forgotten. In his case, these are the things that may otherwise have impeded him. Paul had lived a life as a persecutor of the church. Paul consented to the death of Stephen, the first martyr of the church. Paul was hostile to the church, and so much so that the original apostles didn't trust Paul. They didn't trust him as a part of their fellowship. Paul had a lot to overcome, But he didn't let that stop him. He knuckled down and continued to serve and continued to build and to continue to evangelize. He pressed toward the prize of the high calling. That brings us to our next point. He pressed toward the upward call, the high calling in Christ Jesus. It is an upward call. We are moving uphill. We're advancing upward. Everything should be getting better. Our relationships should be getting better. Our results of our labors and our ministries should be getting better. We should make improvements in our personal lives. We ought to, over time, have more peace. Over time, we ought to have more confidence. We ought to see more courage in our lives. We ought to be growing intellectually. We ought to feel stronger spiritually. Likewise, in our relationships, in our families, our family life ought to be getting better as we apply Christian principles, the knowledge of Christ, the love of Christ in family situations. The same thing is true for our community. We ought to have a positive and beneficial effect on the community. This is an upward call. We are moving upward. We are lifting not only ourselves, but we are lifting our churches. We are lifting our people to a better standard of living. If we are not making an advance, if we are not improving, if our children are not better off than they were before, then we need to look at what we are doing and how we are living out the Christian life. We need to get back to the Bible. We need to get back on our knees in prayer. We need to get back into fellowship. We need to become regular attendees at church and participants in church. Let's not let church become a palace of entertainment where we go and enjoy the music and enjoy the preaching and enjoy the other entertainments and then go home and live the lives that we lived before. But let's get involved in the church. Let's get involved in the business of changing ourselves, changing our surroundings, changing our world. Paul says, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. One final word about pressing. Pressing means there's resistance. There will be resistance. The resistance will come from within you. The resistance will come from your circumstances. The resistance will perhaps come from those with whom you work, those whom you try to serve. There may well be resistance. And when there is resistance, you'll need to press. You'll need to keep on keeping on. You'll need to strive to keep working and to keep moving. This is Paul's advice to the church at Philippi, a church which Paul loved, a church which loved Paul. They supported him financially as he was on his ministries, and his return of their generosity and their love was in the form of this great piece of wisdom that we, in the midst of our ministry and in the midst of our Christian walk, are to grow. Pressing against circumstance, pressing against limitations, pressing against obstacles, forgetting those things which are behind, but pressing forward toward the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, this study in Philippians is a wonderful study. It's a wonderful book, and I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're going to stick with us for the rest of the week. We're going to be looking at various passages in Philippians. I think you're going to get a lot out of it. I'm encouraging you to read the entire book of Philippians. And as we come to those passages, you compare your notes with my notes, and we can just have a wonderful exchange of ideas in that way. Tomorrow we're going to come back again and take a look at another passage of Philippians, a passage that is just full of wisdom and insight for living good and wholesome and healthy and blessed Christian life. But until then, this is Pastor Lawrence, pastor of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. We're located at 655 North Bentlow Street. That is the corner of Bentlow and Landvale between Utah and Lafayette, right on the 51 bus line. We'd love to have you come and worship with us at St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. You can't miss us. We're right there on the corner. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about our love but accept it. Amen. And we'd love to have you come and worship with us until we get together again. This is Pastor Reggie Lawrence of St. Mark's, and on behalf of Vantage Point, saying keep looking up.